Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Another Wyoming resident has died due to COVID-19. The Wyoming Department of Health announced Tuesday. The agency says an older Sweetwater County woman died within the last week. She was a resident of a long-term care facility. Among Wyoming residents, there now have been 713 coronavirus-related deaths. 50,028 lab-confirmed cases have been reported since the pandemic began. This news comes as our local health officers reports an uptick in cases here in Park County. Dr. Aaron Billen reports 6 new cases, bringing the total to 30 active cases currently in the county. 4 individuals are hospitalized with COVID-19. Investigators are looking into what is being termed a suspicious death of a woman in her home in Goshen County. The Goshen County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a deceased female in her home. The death is being investigated as suspicious at this time. It's being investigated by the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. The Goshen County Sheriff's Office and Coroner's Office is assisting with the investigation.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Powell.
Some Wyoming budget analysts lately have been uttering an unpopular 5-letter word, taxes. As Wyoming lawmakers grapple with mounting budget deficits due to lost oil, gas, and coal revenues, a new report by the Wyoming Center for Business and Economic Analysis shows the state can afford some tax increases without making the state less competitive with neighboring states for business development. Report co-author Nick Kolsch says raising taxes could be done in a way that would not put an undue burden on low-wage workers. He said the two you'd want to avoid raising to avoid hurting low-wage workers would be the sales tax and fuel tax. Lower-income earners pay more of their income in percentage terms in those two taxes than do high-income earners. Kolsch's team compared Wyoming's tax rate to the median rates of surrounding states and found that Wyoming could pay more because of the state's already low tax rates and lower cost of living. Lawmakers have largely resisted raising taxes to stabilize budgets, warning it would blunt economic growth. 2-time U.S. Senate candidate Brian Miller confirmed that he is running for Wyoming's House seat, joining a field of 8 known Republican candidates challenging incumbent Representative Liz Cheney. At the Wyoming Republican Party meeting in Cody this past weekend, everyone who filed papers for the 2022 race was asked to stand. Miller stood among a couple of other previously confirmed candidates who were also in attendance. Miller currently runs his own consulting business and serves as the chair of the Sheridan GOP. Before returning to his home state of Wyoming, he served in the Air Force and retired as a lieutenant colonel after more than 20 years. He had been rumored as a candidate for some time and said he filed his papers last week. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.